Hello, dear friends and listeners, and listener friends, and friends of the listeners, and listeners of the friends. Welcome to another exciting round of Beer Thursday. We are here for you, and we hope you're there for us.
Yes.
Shane, why are you whispering?
Just for dramatic effect. Did it work? Oh,
yeah, that's great. You're a great actor.
Why?
Dramatism.
Thank you. And I love acting.
I do too.
But I play one on TV.
Speaking of acting.
Yes.
Today's round, we're going to discuss our favorite actor.
Brilliant.
Yes. Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Leslie Nielsen, no doubt. Who is our favorite actor?
Oh.
Let's start at the top, naming your top five from A to B, and go.
Two?
Smooth start.
Yeah, snooze snart. So.
Favorite character from Flash.
I was thinking, oh yeah, that's right, yeah. So I just basically came up with my favorite actor of all time, but I have a few honorable mentions, and I also...
Oh, all time?
Yeah. Or this time.
Yeah.
And this list has... It can always change, but just based upon over the course of my 37 years on this earth, It's you know, this is what I've come up with. Wait a minute. I think I'm bad with math. I was born in 1969.
Yeah, okay.
So that would make me 38, right? No?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, I'm 38 years old.
Thereabouts years old.
Because, you know.
Bringing it home.
Okay, so would you like to start, or shall I just throw it out there? I want to mention my honorable mentions first, and then I'll get to my favorite actor and why.
Who would you like to mention honorably?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Unprovoked. I'm glad you asked that.
Not even
provoked. Well, one of them I think of as one of my favorite actors is Robert De Niro.
Mm.
But I think with Robert De Niro, I mean, he's definitely one of the best actors. He's made some of the best movies ever. But I also kind of think he basically plays a version of the same character in every movie.
Yeah, with the exception of maybe Stardust, he's always the kind of tough guy. And
yeah. Or yeah, exactly. So, you know, hey, if you do something good, stick with it. But he's really good at what he does, and he's definitely on my list of one of my favorite actors of all time. And the other honorable mention that I will mention honorably is Sir Tom Hanks, who I believe is American, so I guess he can't be a sir. He's not been knighted, but I would call him sir. I would say yes, sir, to him.
Yeah, that'd be polite.
Yeah. So
you're a polite guy,
Sir Tom Hanks. I think he's my one of my favorite actors. He's my other honorable mention. I mean, he was so great in Forrest Gump, Philadelphia Story, Bosom Buddies. I mean, he's just...
Happy Days.
Happy Days. That's right. He was in Happy Days. I remember that.
Yeah.
Great. It was a great episode. But I don't know. I love Tom Hanks. He was Mr. Rogers, for God's sake.
Not much you can do about that.
And he is currently in the process. I don't know. Maybe already done filming it, but... There's a movie about Elvis coming out, in which Tom Hanks is playing Colonel Tom Parker. Which,
oh wow,
yeah,
he's playing Elvis.
He's an unknown as far as I know.
Makes sense.
See what I did there?
I can see that happening in a world like with blue and green.
So I mentioned my honorable mentions. I haven't gotten to my favorite actor yet, but I would love to know some of yours honorable mentions.
I never try to go just with good, simple answers. Mm-hmm. I always try to reach and find something. It always seems like there's someone that I'm not thinking of. So I tried to not think about it just to make sure that if I did think of somebody, it would have been somebody that I didn't not think of. So for my honorable mention, I'm going to say Chris Pine.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Chris, you know what? He is a great actor.
Yeah.
And
plays different roles. I mean, a great Captain Kirk, probably my second favorite Captain Kirk. Did you see Into the Woods?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really great comedic and a singing part.
Yeah. One of the first times I ever saw him was in the Princess Diaries. Diaries.
Yep.
With Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, and I love Chris Pine. Love Chris Pine. That's a good honorable mention.
Yeah.
And very honorable, too.
And then another one of my underrated movie, I love the movie, Come Hell or High Water, him and Jeff Bridges, who would also be close to being an honorable mention, Jeff Bridges, but they were both great in that movie, and he has pretty good range, I think.
He is another great one.
And then for my other honorable mention, someone who seems to me like an up-and-comer, but I guess they've been acting for a while, is Idris Elba.
Oh, yes. I love him.
Yeah, just from his role in The Office, which is a little more comedic, a little more dry and off the cuff, to an awesome Heimdall in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then I cannot see anyone else playing Roland Deschain. I know there's a Gunslinger series that's going to come out, and someone else is probably going to play Roland. But to me, Idris Elba is Roland Deschain.
Did you mention, because I wasn't listening to anything you said, but did you mention him and Thor?
Heimdall. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I wasn't listening. But so did you, another one, you know, and we've brought him up before several times, but he was, it's time for a toast.
Oh, out of time. Bring up.
Sorry, folks. We're going to stop down and do a toast real quick.
Rules are rules. We have been
going to put a pin. We're going to put a pin in that on the Idris Elba thing. But first, we got to do a toast. And Shane, I've poured myself another glass of this bourbon of some sort. I'm not going to mention its name because I can't pronounce it. And you also are drinking a bourbon of some sort, which you can pronounce.
Whiskey.
So,
my old friend.
Speaking of Thor and Marvel movies, kind of relates to that, my toast that I'm about to do today in America on our podcast today. And here's to our toast. I mean, no, wait a minute. I can't toast to a toast. I mean, it could. But I think it just did. But so, a toast. I'm not drunk. I'm full. But bear in mind, I'm very full.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I haven't watched Loki yet this week.
I haven't either. I'm looking forward to watching.
To do.
I'm hopefully going to be watching that tomorrow night.
So, Jay, would you do us the honor of mentioning your favorite actor?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But I just want to come back to that pin that I put in Idris Elba, and I hope it doesn't hurt him that I put
a
pin.
He can take it. He is tough.
But he's come up several times, and I know we had talked about his name had been thrown around for the next James Bond.
Yes. Fully supported.
Yeah. I would campaign on his behalf because I think he would be the perfect choice. I guess he would be a little older. I don't know. But
let's do it now. America, vote Idris.
Yes.
2021.
You can do it.
Bring it home.
So my favorite actor of all time is an older one, but an oldie but a goodie. And I think everything I've ever seen him in has been great. But, of course, my favorite movie and the one that probably everybody would know him from would be It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Jimmy Stewart, the great James Jimmy Stewart. He was he played the what's the one that was with the rabbit? Oh,
Harry.
Yeah, and he's just a great person to imitate. He's great. That's not even Jimmy Stewart anymore. It's
that's good though.
Some old time gangster.
I think everyone thinks they can do a Jimmy Stewart impersonation.
Yeah. It's that damn road is what it is.
That's Fred Gwynn, but
it's Fred Gwynn doing Jimmy Stewart doing what's his name from Pet Sematary.
I wish we could have a longer list of honorable mentions because there's a few people that I'd written down on my way to deciphering and deciding who my favorite actor of all time is.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say my favorite actor of all time might just be the current oldest actor living of all time, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh. Why didn't I think of that?
You had
all. Oh, my. I love Dick Van Dyke. Oh, yes, I agree. Or as a lot of his friends, or as he tells people, that some people refer to him as Richard Von Lesbian, but either way, he is.
And don't worry, I'm not going to take anything you've said in the past 20 seconds and reuse it as a tag to say anything in particular at the end of the show, unless someone is a Patreon subscriber when they can hear
it. I think that's a great idea. But, oh my gosh, so
if you want
love
to hear Jay say that, then it's going to cost you $10 a month on our Patreon page.
I love Dick Van Dyke.
You don't have to pay for it.
Is our time up? He's a national treasure. I'm going to say it. He's a national GD treasure.
He is a universal of the galaxy goodness.
And he is just he just seems so happy and just, I hope I'm that way when I'm, God, how old is he? He's in his mid to late 90s, right?
Yeah, very up there in his old beings.
Yeah, and he was honored that he got it in a Kennedy Honors with Garth Brooks and
gets
couple other people that were far more deserving. But yeah, good choice. I don't know why I didn't think about it. Shane, I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I was going to say The Rock, and then for some reason when you said Jimmy Stewart, it reminded me of Dick Van Dyke. And I love his work.
Me too. I mean, there is no one like Dick Van Dyke.
In fact, let's do a second toast. You ready?
Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, this is the only time we will ever do two toasts on Beer Thursday.
I think we're witnessing history here.
And you know what? And then we're going to close with a toast. We're not even going to give the outro. We're not going to beg people to please donate on Patreon. We're just going to close out with this toast.
Love it.
Here's to Dick Van Dyke.
Beer Thursday theme song.
Gotta love Dick Van Dyke.